You are listening to benstorah.com.
L'shmoya olet koya kol shayfer. See what I'm saying? What do you mean? We make a bracha. L'shmoya kol shayfer. You're right.
The Rambam,
one. Mitzvahs eser shatar l'shmoya trua s'shayfer shoshana shenema yom trua yelachem. The word trua can mean a day of crying. You cry. You make the cry. Who says means to hear the cry? All right, so Avada over here, we don't really know how the Shem got it, but you have to say it's in the Indian of what the shayfer is about. Is it that you do something to be murder, or the sound itself is what's murder? Like all this firm brings shayfer, you talk a shayfer be'iv, I'm le'yachred. How could it be that you hear a shayfer and you don't get scared? That's the whole Indian of blowing a shayfer and Elul. What is it? Not just a remembrance, but to be murder a person to tshuva. Okay, the shayfer should take him by Bein Berish. Then the Rambam says it's the same type of shayfer, kol shayfer. It goes, that's not negay us right now. But part of the Rambam says lishmoya truas shayfer. Okay, in the Rambam Hilcha Shmita v'Yovel mitzvah says litkoya b'shayfer. Use a different lashon. It's to be takeya b'shayfer. L'tishrei basir l'tishrei b'shnasa yovel. U'mitzvah zu mesur lebezin tchila. V'kol yochad chayach chayv litkoya shenem tavir shayfer. But you see that the Rambam calls it a tkiyas shayfer. Or it's announcing a freedom. Dror la'aret, so that everybody does. That already is in. So you see, the Rambam clearly differentiates between, even though they learned out one from each other, and they have the same dinim basically, what kind of shayfer, but one is litkoya shayfer, and one is a shmoya shayfer. Rambam hilchas shayfer, like also, you do the Rambam, shayfer, v'rezar ain't teke machirim teke yotza, right? We know mitzvah slav for the hennis din. What if you steal a shayfer? So you know, if you steal, just like if you take a lulav shel avodah zarah, your yaitza because mitzvah slav and the hennis nitnu, and irini dachas not because it's ksusei mitzvah shiurei. Same thing by shayfer. The Gemara doesn't talk about. Gemara talks about lulav. What if you steal a lulav? So we all know mitzvah. Totally what mitzvah baba avera. Shayfer a gozel should talk about yotza. She'ein a mitzvah b'shmiya sakol. Af bishul anogaba v'lo igbiya shemeya. Ve'ein abakol din gen gezel. There's no, in other words, if the mitzvah was tkiya, the actual belong itself, so then it could be you're doing an act which is stealing. But if it's in the kol, you can't say the kol is gezel. So Rambam holds it's that. The Rosh in Rosh Hashanah says, Rabbeinu Tam Kosav Shiyesh Levarach al tkiyas shayfer Mishum Das Yossi Gemar Mitzvah. So in other words, you make a bracha on the final mitzvah, that's a Gemara, and what is the final mitzvah? The tkiya. You have to hear it. We'll talk about that soon. Right? Asiyasa hi gemar mitzvasa. Rabbeinu Tam says, the bracha is not like we make a taka. Yerbchaim. Not l'shma kol shayfer. Dagos maimonius. Also, we'll before we go to Gos maimonius. The question is like this. We're going to focus first on this other shita. It's also smag and yireim. I just didn't, you know, it's a little too long. But the smag and yireim both say, the bracha is l'tkoya shayfer. They say clearly, the bracha is the tkiyas shayfer, not the shmiyas shayfer, and not like the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur and Hilchas Shayfer also says that the bracha is l'shmoya, because the mitzvah is l'shmoya kol shayfer. That's how we pass in l'maisa. So there's a question on each mandama. Today we'll focus on the shita that it's l'tkoya shayfer, the Bein Tam, as Rush calls it, the smag, the ireyim. What? How are you yoytze? We don't blow the shayfer. So the Shagasaya says what Tuli says. That it has a din of Shemeya Ko'ine. That in Shayfer is din Shemeya Ko'ine. In other words, what? In Shemeya Ko'ine, which is Vechidish, usually you say Shemeya Ko'ine, we talk about words, right? If I hear you saying Kiddush, like I said the words of Kiddush, I hear you saying Bikas Amaz, like a bracha, it's like I made the bracha. But where do you find that if you toot your horn, it's like I made that noise? So one could say, okay, why not? Maybe the pshat is that since there's a din that there has to be a sound, you have to say something or make a sound. So making a sound of a shayfer is also shemei koine. But you didn't blow it, lamaisa. What does it help you? That's the question. Lamaisa, you didn't do the act of blowing. What?
The time is shemei.
Oh, it's not a mitzvah shebegufa. No, it's you're skipping a step also. What he's saying is, why don't you say it's shlichus, not like Tuli. It's a shlichus dikadim.
Shmoya, you have to hear the whole thing.
No, litkoya, we're going, that's why it's no good to walk in like, right? It's litkoya. We're going with that sheet of litkoya. There's a bracha litkoya. Right? Litkoya. Shefa. Rav Meisha is it's Rav Meisha Shmi always used to say Shmiya. It says in Nach Vayishma Shol Es Am. Shol gathered up the nation. How does Shmiya come from gathering up? So he said, because when you see something, you see the whole picture. When you hear, you don't hear. You have to hear every part, right? Shem Hashem is called a tzaddikim. It's called a rishayim. You have to hear the end part too, right? Or it's called a tzaddikim. It's called a rishayim yashmid. So it depends when you walk in, right? Okay, but we're doing litkoya shayfa. Oh, I'm joking. Litkoya shayfa. All right. So what I'm saying is, why isn't it? Why can't you be a shlichus? In other words, why can't I make, just like I make a shlich to be my moyel, right? Chaim had a grandchild, son yesterday, right? So Mitzvah Shem, his son-in-law will be the one who's chayiv and make the moyel a shlich. So why can't you make a guy a shlich for you to blow a shofar?
You wouldn't have to hear it.
What? You wouldn't have to be there, good point. So why be there? What? Because as he said, you got a daven. Why not? Mitzvah Shebeguf. So Mitzvah Shebeguf. So Rishayim asked this. Why can't you make a shliach to blow shofar? So the answer to Rishayim say is, the Ketay's quotes is, it's a Mitzvah Shebeguf. A shliach can only do an action for me if I have to do an action. But if the mitzvah is a Mitzvah Shebeguf that I have to do, what does it mean? What does Mitzvah Shebeguf mean?
Physically, your group has to do.
What do you mean, physically?
It's not something that has to be accomplished. It's something that your body, your physical body has to do.
It has to be on your body. You mean like
on your body? That's one
example, right? So what's shofar? So you're saying shofar is a mitzvah shebegufa l'chera. Your mouth has to blow the shofar. All right. Not just it should be blown. And that's not the teitzah. A child should be gemal. So what's the difference? I get a shliach to do it. Okay. So therefore, if it's no shlichis, so you have a problem with Tully and Shagazaya say. So if Tully would say, I'd say, okay, fine, what could you do? But the Shagazaya says it. So what do we do? In fact, look in number 5. That goes my money. It's Oid Kosov Rabbeinu Shmuel Chvez. Shekashem Shein Litkoya Latakei, I'm sorry. Lasiach Ben Time. He can't talk in the middle, right? Kach Ein L'Shoimin Dozut Lasiach Choyov Atakehu Shluchan Umatzian V'Shlucha Shalodim Kamoisoi Kiilo Shemeya Atzmoy Tekeya. It sounds like Chaim said. Kiilo Tekeya Atka. So, L'chari, you have to bring in over here the Beis Alevi that we've done a few times. I think, I don't know if we did it inside, but at least today we'll do it inside. Let's take a look at number 6. The Beis Alevi, in the end of Bracious, Sefer Bracious. So, I remember just... you know why the Beis Halevi is only on Bracious Shmois, you know? Because it was during the winter, when it was a long winter night. So to make sure the Baal Batim would learn Friday night, he would give a shir on Chumash. Once it got Vayikra, and the months and the days got longer, the nights got shorter, and they went to sleep later, he didn't give a shir. So when we first opened Yeshiva, the Square Rebbe was here. Remember, the Square Rebbe came that Shabbos. It was like one of the first Parshas Vayechi. And I don't know, we were expecting a Square Rebbe, a few Chassidim. And 700 Chassidim came in. They like took over the whole place. We had to daven like 7 o'clock in the morning. And they took over the whole place, basically. Right? And so one of the Bachim said to me, Rebbe, if you notice, it was Parshas Vayechi, if you notice the Beis Halevi in Chumash has nothing on Parshas Vayechi. I said, yeah, it's like a good point. I never noticed the why. He said, the Rebbe came to town. Rebbe came to Brisk. All right, anyway, so let's take a look. Masha Amar Chochem Echad, Bebirkas Kahanim. De Koyen Echad Yochol Loimar Birkas Kahanim, Veshakamanim Yishmu Veshemeh Koyen. In other words, a Chochem Echad, right? Rabbeinuch is not here today, but he always says that it's this Chochem Echad, he ventures to say, is Rabbi Tzalel Koyin, the Marek Koyin, right? Shlomo, you know everything Yeshua says. But I can find him he writes that he went to Trieste, which is part of Italy, to check out a Sregim in Elul, and he was a Koyin, and they went over and they machabed him to do Birkas Kahanim. And he says the minig in Trieste then was like they used to do a lot of times in America, even there so many years ago, to Duchen only on Shabbos. Even during the week they were making. Avadim in Matzah Adin. Beis Yosef says you have to duchen every day. But there were some places where they only duchened on Shabbos. So they were mechabed him, and he didn't know what was going on. What do you mean they mechabed on Shabbos? Well, mechabed him because if you're kohen, you're kohen. So he got up and he noticed that all the kohanim was standing there, listening to him say birkas kohanim, and he was mighty them in birkas kohanim. And he said, why not? Shemei kohen. Why is it different than any other mitzvah? Right? In fact, he said he thought that maybe that's the pshat. Rashi says by Aaron, by the Chanukah of Mizbech, he was Vayvorchem Aaron Bircham Birkas Kahanim. So Bircham Birkas Kahanim, Ramban argues there was no Birkas Kahanim yet. He times, but the flaw, the Panim Yafis asks, what has it got to do with Aaron? All the Kahanim have to give Birkas Kahanim. So he says Aaron was mighty to the rest of him. So Beinach says that the reason they didn't triest in such a way, that's what he heard, was because there was a lot of Kahanim that were apostles. In other words, they came from marriages that passed them from Kohuna. Their name might have been Kohen, I think their name was Katz in Trieste, but they were Kohanim, or Tawil is a Kohen name, right? Mi Eli, Eli, that's what it means, Tawil, Mi Eli. And but they were apostles. They got married to Grushas, or their father got married to Grushas, and therefore, you know, it was a problem, whatever it is. So they used to take a Kohen Kosher and let the other guys who wanted the land, because the last name was Kohen, Tawil. To be Moitzish, I don't know if they're just saying, let's say. I really shouldn't say that, but the ones that had the last names that Kahanim would listen. That's what he said. So that's what could be, this is who he's referring to. The Netziv also brings that he heard such as that. Ine, im hayamokum loimakein. If we could say that, but Vadai, hainu marvichin, the Beis HaLevi says, we would say that one coin could be Moitzish. Marvichan said we would profit with this, we'd gain Lefarish Lashem Misha Megillah. It says a mafte benavi who pyres al shmav who naises kapov. So he does priestess, you know, saying Baruch Hu, and he does kahan. Frek the three heaven. What do you mean he naises kapov? He's a kohen. Of course he's naises kapov. If he's not a kohen, he's not naises kapov. What do you mean he's naises kapov? They're all naises kapov. That's the kash. The loya dana perusha shall mishu pshita call kohen naises kapov. He's a nicha, but because he's the one who's parsha shema, who yaima psukim lohitzi shar kohanim. He's the one who should say yevarech Hashem be moitzi other kohanim. Amnam ikra davo lo nehira klal. He says I don't hold of it at all. The shemei kohenes shach rak bedavar de ain't tzarch bo el amira lechuda. He totally only some speech. Ava birkas kohanim de tzarch kol ram ki adam ha'omer lechaveiroi. Ukemoy the nafkal and besaita mikra Rashi and Chumash brings amar lahem, right? What's amar lahem? So amar lahem means that's the poshup shot, right? I've heard people, it must be going around in the internet or something. People say in French. Anybody knows French over here? No, nobody. How do you say what?
Used to. Let's
see. I love in French.
A-I-M-E.
How do you say it? So they said that there's some region that said Amar. That's why it says Baruch Hashem Yisrael be'ahava. Amar lahem, do it with love, because in French it means love. Okay, but poshup shat, it means, what does it mean Amar lahem? It's like an extra word. Bekol ram, the Gemara says, in a loud voice. Ke adam amar lechaveira, kadam nafkan besaita, mekod amar lahem. Ubezel lo shach shemei ko'ene. Darei aniyasa shel koina shemeya arein anishra lama shaymim v'loy adiv hach koina shemeya mimaya imer beforish repair rak balacha shuyotza. Let's say a koin says yivarecha and no one can hear him. He's not yaitza. Why? Because the t'nai is he has to say b'kor ram. It's not like a bracha. I can make a bracha and no one hears me. Right? We hold a kor shema v'loy shmil ozna is yatza. But if I do birkas kahana and I don't and I say it like I daven, I'm not yaitza because I have to do it b'kor ram. So even though I said the words, I didn't say it b'kol ram.
You are listening.
Meaning
to
the Beis HaLevi says, saying pashtus, this is what he means to say. Even though in Brits they say he meant something else, but the pashup shot is that he means to say is that only the dibur is mesiachis to the shemeya. You have Ruvain the mashmiya, Shimon the shemeya. Shimon is like he said a bracha. Shimon is he like he read the Megillah, but he can't say he said it b'korl ram. Anything else is not Mesiach. How do you Mesiach is the korl ram? You said it, but he didn't say b'korl ram. It's like you said it. But saying Birkas Kohanim is not enough. That's the base of Levi's time. In other words, if you want to make, go ahead and be Moitzi a person a bracha, it's like he made a bracha, right? Masha'en came in Birkas Kohanim, you hear the difference? But Masha'en came in Birkas Kohanim, the person hearing it has to say B'kol Ram. You can't say he said it B'kol Ram. All he did was B'dibur. That's it. Okay? Now, so that's the base of Levi. Comes along. Oh, okay, yeah, the Chazanish is on the computer. Which computer do you use usually? Wow. And they don't have the Chazanish? Interesting. Okay. So what is this from? It's Ochoch. Yeah.
Sorry. The fact that the Kohen is saying it B'kol Ram, so the fact can be that the person who is Shemaya has the same exact deeper as the person who is.
What does that mean?
Saying. So that means that since the Mashmiya is saying it B'kol Ram, so therefore the
Shemaya. So what's the Lamdis?
Didn't Shemaya. You have the same exact deeper as he just did.
Shemek, so it's like you did that?
As if you just did that exact same thing.
It's so hard to imagine, but you didn't do that. Shemek Kohen says you that he's right. Shemek Kohen is only like, you said the words.
I understand that too, but it could be that the
Shemek. Yeah, but what does it mean? What are you saying? That what the Shemeya is said by Kol Rama?
Shemek is Kohenah, it's as if you said it.
The who's you?
The Shemeya, it's as if you said it, same as the Mashmiya. If Mashmiya said it Lachash, you also said it Lachash. If Mashmiya said it
B'kol,
you also said it B'kol.
So the Chazanish says, argues on him, but not because you're saying. Let's take a look. The Chazanish is basically bothered, we'll do it out of order a little. He says like this. The Chazanish, the Lashon is a little hard to hear, but beforehand he talks about Shemei Kohenah. Kiven Shini Shemei Kohenah Hu Is'achtus HaShemeya V'Mashmiya. The bringing together Shemesh Mia. In other words, it's a dual partnership in the midst, meaning Zeb Dibur v'Zeb Shmia, at Shemesiaches Gama Dibur l'mitzvah Hashemeya, meaning l'chein af b'mitzvah she'enu yoytze b'dibur kol dehu el atzorach t'naim b'diburay mekom mokom yoytze b'shmia k'moy l'man da'am lo yishmia l'azav lo yotza. How you yaitz? You can't say it was yaitz. He didn't hear what he said. In other words, do you look at shmiya as just right one of the ways? Let's say you hold. We've done. Rav Kivega talks about by Rav Kivega's chasana. So his uncle Rav Wolf made a his uncle who's his rebbe couldn't be at the chasana, so he made a whole gathering of the chachmei here. And there was some meach in Rav Kivega. Kivega was 14 when he got married, and they had a suda together. He says, and I want to write to you what we spoke about. If somebody writes a yom shiva yomim laimer, yom shisha yomim laimer, a yaitzu with ksiba, it's ksiba kediba. Now no one's going to say, oh, you mashmiel la'azda, because you don't need. No, it's because the pshat is you're saying is that writing is a way of also being yoitza mitzvahs a dibur. Dibur doesn't include writing. You can't say, as a vada, I think everybody would agree, if you write your varecha Hashem v'yishmarecha, you're not yoitza, right? A bracha could be yoitza, sviya so'ima could be yoitza. If you hold it could be mitzi shemeh ko'in and sviya so'ima, so you could be mitzi shemeh mener. So is writing could be also, is another way of being yoitza. In other words, he's saying, the Chazanish, that maybe Shemei Kohenah is just an alternative way of speaking. Just like the Torah said that you speak, so too, if you hear it, it's Kiel you spoke. So he says, if that's what it is.
A Kiddushin, they say you need Tibur.
Who?
A Kiddushin.
Right.
So
stay before you. Pashas, you don't need Tibur.
You can't write
on it. Why not? It's not the Rishayim Mashmah. You have to know where that comes from. Where does it say Tibur? By Kedushin. That's a sugya in the Gemara, but Pashtus, the Gemara's a sugya by Sainin is also good. Pashtus, you don't have to speak. Pashtus. Just as a whole sugya of Dibur. Let's leave that now. Yeah, let me show him so you don't have to say anything by Shtar. It says what it says, and the Shtar is good enough. All right? Oh, so he says that's not the Pshat. So listen to this. Nira, the Zeushin, he says something here which basically takes away a whole revelvel. Whatever Chaim from it's a famous raid. The beginning of Harvey Pesachim, Tosis has a suffix. whether everybody has to have the kois, or only the person who's making kiddush, who's one person can say the agoda be moitzi everybody else. So Frektop Chaim, Morales, he says, well, how could you tzush all the kiddush? Kiddush, the pshat is I could be moitzi you in dibur, so yaitza. But dalet kois is what's the mitzvah to drink. I can't drink for you. So what do you mean? I'm being, how could I be moitzi? Therefore, Reb Velvel basically comes out that's not true. That the mitzvah of dal kois is just like kiddush. It's not drinking the kois, according to Tosis, but what is it? Saying the agada on a kois, so that I could be moitzi. Just like I could be moitzi in kiddush and moitzi in avdala, I'm moitzi in agada. Just it's all a kois. So Tosis is misupik, right? So nira the zelshin is not good Tosis. She etzar kois kol shem. So Chazon Ish learns it's not limited to kiddush. The time the nihida shemekah medama komokon lo heavy ala kois. He said, one second. He says, according to the Beis Halevi's understanding that I can't be moitzi only in dibur, so the person who's listening to it, how's he yaitza kiddush? He made kiddush. He said the words, but he didn't hold the kois. He did not hold the kois. What are you going to say? He held the kois? He didn't hold the kois. Yeah, that's the question. You, Beis Halevi, tining Shemei Koina is, I did the dibur and that's it. Nothing more than the dibur. I didn't hold the kois. I'm a yaitza kiddush.
But the dibur was ala kois. So
what?
The dibur was ala kois.
So?
As long as you have a dibur ala kois, it's as if you also had a dibur ala kois.
As though you had dibur ala kois. Why should you say you had dibur? But you didn't do dibur ala kois. You can't.
You
with what?
You
didn't have dibur ala kois. That's Shemei Koina. Again, Shemei Koina is dibur. So how do you have dibur ala kois? But you don't have, that's the base of Levi's all part. Just like you don't have curl rum, you don't have, that's what it says, you don't have dibur ala kois. You can't say he held a kois. Zokta chazayin hish, that's what Tosis misupik. Dahayna time, the need to shemekam dama kom alav ala kois. He says, Tosis comes out, you don't need. Lemaida kaimel and she'ain tzach ala kois, al kocha. Listen to chazayin hish, not like you're saying. But Hainu taima, the dibur hamashmiya, Hanishlam b'chol time mitzvahs kididei damya, meaning v'chein v'isi brings the truth based shloima, which was interesting. The Chazonish even saw the sefer. But akoponim, he says like this. What the Chazonish is saying, that's why a little beforehand, he's saying not that Reb David said that ki'ilu the mash. I'll put the shal to you. I think I've said it before. What if I'm here in this room, and the chazan is making kiddush like we make in shuls? Right? Over there in shul. And I'm listening over here. I'm having the suda here. That was the original takana. Original takana was the chazan made a kiddush a shul to be moitzi people who ate in shul. Fractices, what do you mean? Yeah, you're not allowed to eat in a shul. Right? By the way, so I said that a lot of times people in there's a chazana, so there's a smorgasbord outside, and then they go into the, you know, shul, to what they call the sanctuary. Everybody go into the sanctuary for the chuppah. So a lot of people, fractices, they can't resist, they have to come to the chuppah together with their frankfurters, right? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat in the shul. In base medrash, you're allowed to eat. But in the shul, you're not allowed to. You'll maybe drink because they make, I guess they make kiddush there. I'm not sure. But if they make kiddush, then you can drink, but you can't bring in food. Fractices, so what do you mean? So they says they're on the side. There's rooms on the sides. These have rooms on the sides. Shtiblach, right? So I'm listening, let's say Shimon, the Shemeah is listening to Reuven, but over here, there's human feces, whatever they call it, right? Excrement, right? That you can't make a bracha in front of. Can you be yaitza? If you make a bracha in front of tzoya, you're not yaitza. So what's a din? You hear the shayla? Poiskim it's talked about. But according to the Beis Halevi, how could you be yaitza? If it's like you're speaking, you're speaking in front of Tzoya. You can't speak in front of Tzoya. Ma she'enke according to Chazonish, the Chazonish's pshat is by me. Shmuel said before, if you yaitz with shlichas, so go to sleep. Your wife, tell your wife, you know, you don't have to stay up for kiddush. I'll make kiddush for you. Avada, she has to hear it. That's Shemei Koina. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. But through her listening, it's as though you are doing it for her. Therefore, you're doing it on a kais. Therefore, you're making a kiddush not in front of Tzoya. It's a good kiddush. There's nothing wrong with it. That's what the Chazon Ish is learning. Chazon Ish is learning that the Shemaya Ka'ayna, he uses that Lashon in the other Sifkatans over there, that the Chiddush of Shemaya Ka'ayna is that through the Shemaya Ka'ayna is a Din Shlichus. There's a Din Shlichus. Okay? Let's see. Ulefiya Amr, according to what I said, and we'll see, even Rishayim there's such a Lashon. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, there's a Lashon that when the Chazon is Moitzi other people, it's Piv, Nasa Piv, Piv, Kepiv, Shemim. Not the Pshat, the Shemim, it's Kilo Shemim heard it, said it. The Shemim, by listening, are able to make him do it for them. That's what he calls the Isachtas. Right? You'll see also in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machloikas, the Torah at least, there's a Machloikas that if you Yaitse with Shmaneser, that's a person doesn't know how to daven. And he's Yaitse Shemek Kainer, that was the original Takana. Who has to, does he have to go back three steps? He's listening to the Chazon. Does he have to go back three steps? Maybe he has to go back three steps. The Torah brings a machlokes. I don't remember who did it. It sounds like that machlokes. If you hold, it's like I said it, so I got to go back because I'm saying it. If the pshat is by me listening, it's you're doing it for me. So you're doing it for me.
Does
so
even you're, have to you're
what?
Does he even have to
stand? That could do right. Enochanami. I don't remember that part, but Enochanami.
Would also be about the mitzvah by a cotton? According to the base,
you would be yotzei for cotton as the mashmiya. No, because you need to hear a dibur.
Yeah, but if you listen to the cotton.
No, but it's not the pshat. So listen to the phonograph doesn't mean. Shemei ka'ayin avada means you're hearing for bachiyuva that you should hear, that should be called a shem bracha. Oh, so he says, Fi omer yesh la'ayin b'mashakasa b'sefer beis alevi la'goyin rabbi yashaber. Zatzal a guy with the brisk, she'ein din shemekar and bechskam mishum detzach kol ram. Ulefi amar, according to what I said, kibin shenishim utnai dibur b'mashmiya sagilei l'shemea. Right, and that's what he goes into. Okay, so now and he goes a little more into it. This part doesn't have so much. We use the pers shlichus. So now, according to this, basically, then we hear what Tuli, what the Shakesai is saying. The pshat is if you say that me listening, it's ki'ilu, I heard it. And therefore, I'm yaitzu with your tkiya. But it's more than that. According to Chazon Ish, what's the pshat? Your tkiya becomes my tkiya. What you did, avada, you have to hear it. That they agree, you have to hear. Which we'll talk about where they get to hearing it. There was avada, the guy who's blowing it. If he closes it, that's mishnayis. If he blows it in a place in a cave and he doesn't hear the noise, so he's not yaitzu. You have to hear it, right? But the mitzvah is the tkiya. The tkiya they can hear, so but my hearing it is kila shemeya, and therefore it's like I did the tkiya too. So memele you say that the shayfer, right? Your yaitz is shayfer with shlichus, like the dagos maimonides says, because of the din shemeya koina. But it can lachera only work out with the chazainish's pshat. The beis alevi's pshat is very hard to hear. If it's only like I said the words, so I said two two two, but I didn't blow a shayfer. What do you do, Taka, with the Chazenish, his kashas? He asks also, if I remember, from Megillah. He says, how do you yaitz a Megillah? You have to read Megillah, metoicha ksav. And you didn't read it metoicha ksav. You said the words, but you didn't read it from a Megillah. So Ma'aseh David did say something to answer it, but I don't know if he meant it. So the stipler has a way to answer that kashas, but that we'll leave right now. Now, if you say it's a vert of shlichas, let's just see Rebitzel. Somebody asked Rebitzel also, they want to say it's shlichas. Im Neymar, that Tkiyas Shafer, number 8, Uske Kol Shlichis, Im Ken Lamalan Bekotten, Shetoka Sheinu Moitzi. Well, you mentioned cotton can't be Moitzi, it's a Mishnah. Chere Shaita Bekotten Ein Moitzi, Rabbim Kol Sheinu Mechuyev Bedover Einu Moitzi. He says, why does it say Metam De Einu Mechuyev Bedover, like the Rabbim says? Tape a clay, De Ein Shlichis Lekotten. We know there's a klal, Ein Shlichis Lekotten. If the Pshat is a Shlich, a cotton can't be a Shlich. What do you need? Kol Sheinu Mechuyev Bedover, he can't be your Shlich.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.